Hello guys, welcome to another episode with Dudes with Hobbies. Today we'll be going over our results from hiking that we all really enjoyed last week, as well as discussing a new topic.
Oh snap.
So, go ahead.
How's hiking, guys?
It was really cold, I'll tell you that much. It was actually freezing where I am. So, kind of fun. How was your hikes?
So, I mean, for me, it was really pleasant. I live in a good area to do all this sort of stuff. So this hobby is particularly popular.
In the warm climate area?
Yeah, it's warm. It's cool in the mornings, and it also gets cool in the evenings. So, I would definitely not suggest going midday because that's the hottest. I see some people out there with their weighted vests running for like endurance or training for some sort of event. So it also works out for that. Overall I really liked it.
Okay. I went hiking yesterday.
Where'd you go? What'd you do? How'd you do it?
Well, I just drive to the place. I mean, it's next to the lake. It's pretty nice. But I couldn't finish the hike because my wife got tired.
Was it cold as well?
It's cold, but it's not too bad because as soon as you hike around like a mile, it starts getting hot, right?
Okay.
And the hike in there looked really pretty because it was like in the afternoon, the sun was like blazing, and next to it is the lake, and it looks absolutely beautiful.
The
tree and everything.
Yep.
Exactly.
Sounds really nice.
Yep. So we keep walking, and then like around 2 or 3 miles in, she was like, "I can't do it anymore. It's so tired." And I was like, "What? It was just walking." and the thing I didn't realize that it actually tiring, because we have to like there's a bunch of mountains or hills we have to like step up, right? We have to go up the mountain, like to the hills, and go down to the hill and go up again. And I guess like it gets really tired. I got tired when I get on way back. I was like, okay, this is pretty tired.
Oh no. So okay, on the way there you were fine.
Yeah.
As you guys were heading. Okay, I see. Did you guys end up taking any snacks or anything to eat at the midpoint or water
That's the worst part. I forgot.
Oh my god, that probably would have helped.
Oh my god, what a rookie mistake there.
Amateur.
I thought it's only me gonna be hiking. I didn't know my wife gonna join me because she said, "Oh, you went hiking. Maybe I could join." And I was like, "Okay, sure." And I just go and forgot about it. So I bring only one banana, one bottle of water, and a snack bar, and that's it. And then halfway there, I was like, I don't have enough food for both of us. Maybe you can say half a banana, half a snack bar. Maybe it would help. But it doesn't help.
I guess it's better than nothing.
I guess it's better than nothing. I mean, the bottle of water, I just drank all of it. Like, on the way back, I was like, you know what? This is not good.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Just thought she's not gonna go. I thought she's not gonna go.
Yeah. But I mean, it's something that you can, I guess, enjoy together. I'm sure she liked the quality time you guys were both spending, and you could enjoy something like the nature.
She's like, of course.
You know what's the worst part?
What's that?
Like, when I go hike, that two dude that was racing with each other, like, actually
running.
I thought I was
gonna go somewhere else.
No.
Yeah,
like,
as soon as he said two dudes and then he said the worst part, I'm like, Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I don't know. They make me feel bad. Like, Chris was running so fast on the mountains. I was like, calm down. Come on, man.
Is it that serious? But I mean, I guess that's the best part is because you could do it, you know, for fun and just kind of enjoyment. Or you can, like, turn it up a notch and, you know, go full sprint or do, like, jogging to sprint almost.
Yep, that's what he did. His backpack is full of water, like, and back to back is like he can drink anytime he wants while he's running. And
yeah,
I was like, yep. And I was like, are you serious, man? The hill is freaking far away and it keeps sprinting like the whole time. I was like, okay, I see.
It's a really good exercise.
Yep. And I see a lot of old people too. Man.
Oh.
And they're faster than us.
Oh my god. Because I'm sure they do this more often. So
I'm
their
sure.
bodies are used to it and, you know.
Freaking boomer, man. Retired, got so much free time and
Of
go hiking every day.
course. They
Oh.
gotta enjoy their life.
I guess that's kind of nice. And I think this is pretty good hobby, to be honest.
So
It's
is
in
this
it's increase your stamina a lot if you do it like almost like every week, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And
I mean,
on your joints, everything, because it use a lot of your power. So when you go to the hill, it's you your upper back, your lower, everything. So my wife, when she got home, like the whole body's hurt. I was like, okay, I didn't get hurt, but
yeah.
because I run every day, so
Your body's used to it.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's good though. I'm glad you guys both had fun and she got a good workout, you know?
Yep, she did.
Now, is this something
Maybe
that
don't
you
forget the
guys would.
fruit.
Sorry, Artem, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, maybe next time, like, don't forget the snacks for rejuvenation activities, you know? Like, take a small break, eat, you know, enjoy the weather and the
Hey
fresh
man,
air.
I thought it was only being me, so I can sprint the whole way to get rid, like to be done with it, you know?
Yeah.
Cause I was like, okay, it's only 10 miles, no problem. I mean, most.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That sounds
The
like
thing
a.
is, I do around 2, 1.5 to around 3 or 2 miles each day,
Oh,
right?
okay.
And then for Sunday and Saturday, I do 4 miles.
Oh,
So,
interesting.
a 10 mile for me was like, you know what, like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, it would have been like a good workout.
Yeah,
Okay,
we've been
but your body was definitely used to it because of your constant running. Okay, that makes more sense. That's why when you went with your wife, she was like, "Oh my God, I can't keep up." But okay, that makes a lot more sense.
I mean, I walk really fast and I try to run. And then after a while, I look back, I see her nowhere, I have to go back. I was like, oh gosh, I lost my wife. I lost
Oh
my wife.
no.
But the thing is about the hike, the trail, it's pretty cool. So they paint like blue for the whole way where the trail at, like where the tree and everywhere, so you know where to go.
Oh,
yep. And then,
interesting.
Yep. And then when you go to the hike, that's actually more challenging. They ban either yellow or pink.
Oh, so this is like a known trail.
Yeah.
Wait, is that like for like difficulty scale or?
Yeah. So
okay.
I see a yellow and I see like a big step on it. And I was like, yep, I should go there, but I don't think my wife can catch up, so I just have to go to blue.
Yeah,
they
have
blue instead. Okay.
So it's pretty close by, so it's pretty cool. So it's like 15 minutes away from my house. And it was right next to the lake. The lake, it's like the whole lake was like a mountain hill and everything. So you can go in there and it's the whole lake parameter is like 10 miles.
Oh, so you're pretty much hiking around the lake.
Exactly.
Oh, very cool, very cool.
Man, but yep, unexpected, but it was fun.
That's good. So Keith had a good time, right? Miguel had a good time. I was miserable. I thought it was gonna be warm because I like to do my hikes in like the morning. And then I went outside and I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Oh,
I like
no.
drove over there. I'm like, "I still have to do this. I have to, right?"
Mm-hmm.
For the podcast. And then I walked maybe like 20 minutes, freezing my ass off. Then I got to like the part where it goes uphill, and like you see like all those nice houses on like the side and stuff like that. And then there's like a river flowing. And yeah, and then as soon as I got to that part, I actually started sweating, and I was starting to get a little nervous. Like I wasn't trying to get too cold. You know how like when your body does like that sudden change where it goes from like super duper cold to super duper hot, and then you're like, oh, what the fuck is this, right? And you know, at the end of the hike, no matter how miserable you are during it, it's actually really satisfying to be doing it. Like there's a certain sense of accomplishment for it after you're done.
Now, would you do the hike again just at a different time or different like season, I
I don't know.
guess?
Like, I like all physical activity to be done in as early in the morning as possible, because then you just get like that, you know, like that energy boost for the rest of the day, and like you feel great and all that stuff.
Your body
So,
feels more alive.
yeah, exactly,
Okay,
yeah.
no, I completely understand there.
Yeah, and then you just wake up, you know, and it's like such a mindless thing to do, you know, you're just walking up. It's
Yeah,
not like you
like
have to run or
absolutely.
lift weights or pay attention to something. You just walk, you know? Something you do since you were a baby. So I feel like that's a really great way to like wake up. You know, like you see like these people running like 4:30 o'clock in the morning or something like that. You know, you don't have to do that. You could just, you know, take a walk. You'd be like, you know what? I'll just go check out the forests out there and see what's going on.
The forest and the woods.
Yeah, the forest and the woods, yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, I prefer not to go so early that it's still dark out.
Same.
Definitely more of an
Sunny.
evening, like maybe at 2 or 3 in the afternoon where it's not so hot but it's getting cooler. That's probably the best time for me, just because I know if I'm cold, I'm exactly like you. I am miserable. I am not enjoying myself. But when I sweat, that is the worst part, because I'm sweaty and then I am cold.
That's the best part, Miguel. Like,
No,
when you get
that is the
home, your whole
worst
body is
part.
just cold,
That is
like
fucking
freezing cold.
sorry, no. No. I will do anything that I can to not feel like that.
I feel kind of worse, like, because I run every day, right? Like, as soon as I get home, when I take out the jacket and everything, because the weather here is like freaking cold. And as soon as I take out the jacket and everything, my body's turned really cold. Like, because I don't know, because I have sweat and then on the air change everything, it feel kind of worse, but you know what, I got used to it, to be honest.
So, like, do you run with sweatpants and like a
Yeah,
jacket, or? Oh,
yep,
okay.
sweatband jacket
Oh,
and sometime a
interesting.
ninja mask.
And then when you get home, you said you just take off the layers.
Yep, check up on the layer. I mean, the jacket and the sweatpan, everything doesn't have the sweat, because I wear like double layer, so I have like
Oh.
two pane, and then I for the jacket, for the shirt, I have like three shirt,
Gotcha.
one shirt to absorb on the sweat and another shirt to
The
like
juices.
cool it down. Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's not too bad, but like you say, I mean, when I get home, when I take out on the layer, man, my body turned so cold.
Yeah, it's the worst. But I mean, at least you're at home. You can like jump in the shower, maybe not immediately. Let your body cool off and then jump in the shower and take a hot shower or something.
Yep.
Or like have some hot soup. I don't know.
Yep. Man, hiking though, I wish I could bring like a bottle, like warmer, whatever, to get some tea. That would be
Oh.
so freaking nice.
Okay. Well, I mean, so there. I don't know if I want to
Or
talk to him about that.
you could do like that thing that the guy that when we went biking with like
That's what
these
I was going to
bros.
bring up, yeah.
Yeah, you could just have like your own kit and like a backpack as you're carrying it. It's really light, and then you could just set up your own fire real quick and just brew some really fresh tea. You know, throw some mint leaves in there. You know, brew the tea, like spill it out. Oh my god, dude, trust me, it was like the best tea I've ever had.
So like you could, yeah, put that kit in your Camelback. And you should be fine. It's just preparation. So if
Yeah.
you maybe do go back out there with your wife, and you do need to take it slower just because of her physical activity or physical level, take a tea kit and
Yeah.
just brew that tea.
I would have done that. I didn't know it's gonna take like that long. Cause I never think about like the physical of the next person to me when I actually do my exercise, right? And when I go with my wife, I realize, oh shit, there's a gap, like a big gap. So I feel
She's not
bad.
running every day, so of course.
No, she's not. I feel bad because I keep walking so fast, and the thing is, because I walk, right, but I use different kind of shoes, so I almost tripped like few times because the heel was so stiff.
Oh, because you didn't have enough grip.
Yeah, I didn't
Oh
know.
my goodness. I mean, it's. You learn, you
Yep, I
know.
learned. So next time, maybe bring some more food, get some hot stuff in there, and and get some like suits that actually can rip the whole like way. Cause I go to one yellow part of the trail, and man, that thing was so stiff. Like if you don't have a good suit, you're gonna just fall down and like.
Interesting. Yeah. So it sounds like to me that you're actually like what's it called? Doing like an off-trail type of thing where it was not paved. It was more like a ground, more of a nature walk.
Yes. It's not ground. It's
Gotcha.
like the whole thing. You can see the tree on around you. You can see like it's exactly like you go into the wood.
And then just walk around the woods.
You just walk around the wood. But this
Gotcha.
time, instead of you don't have the trail, but they give you like a mark of like blue, yellow, whatever, to make sure you don't get lost. So I just keep follow like the color of the tree.
Oh, okay, that makes
Yeah.
sense.
Yeah. So at
Yeah.
some point, my wife was like, "You know where you're going?" I was like, "Yeah, just follow
Just
the
follow
color
the
of the
colors.
tree." Yep.
Okay, I
Like,
see where. Okay.
that
Yeah,
was
see,
nice.
for the, I mean, I prefer not to do hikes like that just because of I like to keep moving quickly and I don't want to wear like climbing boots.
Oh, I see.
So to me that's just
You have to wear
uncomfortable.
climbing boots for that?
I think for the one that Keith was saying, I think so. Or maybe not climbing boots, like just regular boots with a.
Because, like, when you say the term climbing boots, I imagine, like, something with, like, spikes on the bottom. You know, like the
Oh,
grasshopper shoes?
no. So like I would compare them to military boots, but I don't know if that would help.
More like
Oh,
a
I see. Okay. Yeah,
heavy
like
construction
yes, like
boots.
construction boots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it supports
Interesting.
your ankle, it goes higher on your legs to protect you from, whatever the bugs or like branches that might be sticking out, and it also helps stabilize you as you're trying to climb up, or like trying to maintain good footing.
Yeah, and that's what I was telling you guys. There's two dude that's running in the forest. I was like, are you fucking serious? Why are you running out of
They're
forest?
just so used to it, you know?
But yeah, I mean it was really cool to see them doing that though. I was like, dang, I wanna be like you, cool dude.
Mean,
Pretty
eventually.
pretty bow, wanna be like you. Now I'm the king of the
That's what I
anyways,
was thinking too. Oh my god. Wait, I was like, are we gonna talk about the new Disney thing?
Oh,
The Disney Plus?
Yeah, oh
Disney
my
Plus.
god.
I got it.
Sponsors.
Are you
Yeah.
serious? You got it?
Like
The
the
subscription?
subscription? Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh, okay.
we all
I
got it.
was just like watching like this website for like memes and stuff like that, and they were saying how like there's like so many websites where you could just get the same type of service except for free.
No, Disney Plus is different. The contents, I mean, if you have Netflix, right? It's cool, you have new content, everything, series and everything. But Disney Plus, you have like this content that from Disney and you never actually know about, and you can just click them and watch them. I thought it was pretty cool.
It might just be for like a
Okay.
memorabilia type of thing.
Oh, maybe. People are obsessed with Disney.
Yeah.
But do you
And
like it,
I'll.
Miguel? You have the description,
Well,
right?
no, I don't. I just. My coworkers were talking about it, and I was like, oh, that sounds pretty neat. Because I remember growing up watching those channels, watching those shows, the movies.
Yeah.
Those are a lot of
Hannah
fun.
Montana.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Swiss Life with Jack and Cody.
Yeah, I know. That's so Raven.
It's on it.
Yep.
And the thing is, like, those are like the normal one, right? They have these like nostalgics like cartoon that you never know that you miss them, like Lion King, for example. They have it on it.
Oh, very
You know what I
cool.
actually found out?
What's that?
Apparently Lion King is a ripoff.
It is. I did not
Yikes.
know that. There
It's
is
from
apparently
Kimba.
That cartoon Miguel came out in 1986, and Lion King came out in like 1992 or something like that.
Oh
I
my
watched the
god.
anime. I watched the
Dude,
anime
yeah, the
from
anime was, oh my god, I watched this shit and it was so good.
is I watched the series of the anime. So Lion King was a freaking anime. Like they copy it
Interesting.
from the Japanese, and I watched the anime, and then once when I watched the Lion King, I thought it was the same studio who make it, and I was
Oh, I
like,
think we were talking about this.
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Interesting. But, oh,
I mean,
well.
Sorry, didn't mean to get off topic there, Roots.
It's okay. It was fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, hiking. So, one question. Would you do it again?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is this like a weekly, monthly, bi-weekly thing? Whenever the weather is nice?
Yes.
Whenever the stars align? The sun sets correctly?
I mean, it's pretty cold because the lake coming in with the wind and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's okay because if you wear enough layer and you know how you can handle the trail and stuff like that, and you bring a lot of, like, because I have a backpack, like, going with me, and I have only one bottle of water and nothing there, so that's why we didn't enjoy it that much. But I think if I have, like, a hot tea,
mm-hmm.
a good snack, sit on the way, or, like, along the way, eat it and try enjoy it, I think it would be, like, a
you know what?
Good one.
Have you guys tried, gone, or I guess we have gone to, what's it called? Do I want to say it's Shenandoah?
Shenandoah, yeah.
Yeah, like the yeah. There's a drive up there. It's called a Skyline Drive or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's
a drive up there. Yep.
So up there, there's so many different hikes. I don't know if you guys had gone and camped and did a few, and then I know that there's like a river that you can kayak down.
Oof.
Miguel.
But like, I would offer you a place to stay. Come over here. We can go together.
Yeah, I was like, there's so many good places over there, especially like into the West Virginia area.
Just West because, Virginia.
Yeah, exactly. Mountain Mama. You know, oh my god. it's just the cold, you know? Nobody wants to do that sort of stuff. Well, I mean, some people do. Don't get me wrong.
See, that's the problem I'm having. I don't know, like, what's the good attire to pick for, like, when it's cold. Because, like, at some point, you're going to get too hot, you know? So, like, that initial... It's kind of like when you go into the store to buy your groceries when you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just buy, like, this random crap. And then when you get full, you're like, why did I buy this, you know? It's the same thing with, like morning hikes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're like, okay, so... All right, so it's going to be freezing right now, so I'll wear all this stuff. And then, like, you get to the middle of the hike, and you're like, holy shit, it's so hot right now, you know?
So what I like to do is if I know that I'm going to get warm mid-hike, I take the jacket, but then I also know that I'm going to have to carry it. So at first, I would figure out how your body reacts, you know, with the hike, and then kind of adjust it, because if you know that you're going to not be cold, take the sweater, but if you are going to be cold, just know that you're going to be carrying it, or maybe take a backpack, put it in the backpack. But I don't think there's like a good medium of a light jacket, or I guess a windbreaker, right?
Yes.
But, I mean, windbreakers, if you get sweaty, it'll stick to you. I don't know. There's just no winning this.
Well, like, for the backpack itself, mm-hmm. there's, like, a bunch of backpack where you can condense them and expand them.
Oh, that's right.
So
uh-huh.
That's what I bring. So the backpack I bring, I can put, like, two jackets in there, no problem. And a bunch of food.
Oh, okay. There you
so,
go.
So I condense my backpack. It's only two few items, and mm-hmm. It's too light. It's not really heavy, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you can do that. But like Autumn, if you want to be like warm, like on the way, just wear like these temperature pants when you it's like when you go to snowboarding, right? You wear these temperature pants to make sure it's cool
thermal
your body.
Thermal pants, you mean?
Huh?
Thermal pants?
Yeah, thermal pants.
Oh, okay.
Thermal pants and thermal clothes.
Artem, do you get more hot, like, on your chest area or, like, on your legs?
Yeah, definitely.
So,
no,
okay.
It's always chest.
Okay. So, for you, see, that's how I am. So, if you put those thermal pants, like, actual pants, you're going to be miserable. Don't do that.
Did you try these, like, new tech where it's very thin layer and it can actually breathing through the skin?
No, I don't think I have. I don't think I've needed to just because of where I live.
Because I've been running with those, and it actually pretty, like, the skin, when you take it out, you see no sweat.
Really?
Because the material make it breathable.
Okay.
So I think you could try it out. I think that store is 32. Temperature, 32 temperature.
Oh, okay. So that's the brand, or?
Yeah, that's the brand. So it's they specifically make the clothes to wear in the winter to make it cool.
Oh, interesting. Well, there we go.
Because I think the thermal bands that you have was pretty thick, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I probably could go to sleep with them.
Yeah, this one is thin. This one is very thin.
And,
very
and you said it kept you fairly warm, or?
It's kept you warm and cool. That's the best part. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know.
I'm definitely going to have to try it, because I don't think I've had that experience where I felt comfortable, to put it lightly.
Like, the weird part about, like, the clothes is where as soon as I wear the clothes on, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I get to the outside, it's get warm. The clothes is warm. And when I go inside my house, somehow the clothes turn cold and have to take it out. I was like, what the hell is this? Huh. It's a new technology.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And now, how does that deal with sweat, though? Like,
So when you put it on, like, mm-hmm. for the thermal band and everything, when you sweat, it's somehow, like, breathable, right? So it takes the sweat out, and when you take the thing out, you don't feel sweat. You feel your body actually cool.
Oh.
So you're able to run more. That's okay. What I mean. But at some point, your stamina is going to run out, and then you're going to stop. But in beginning, if you have sweating, whatever, it's literally like pretty your clothes, and you don't feel like hot.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Try it. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, no, for sure. Just because, like, especially when I go to the gym in the mornings, it's the worst part trying to, like, get out of bed, and it's so cold. Nobody wants to do anything. But if I have something that'll keep me well regulated,
mm-hmm.
I'm more inclined to do things in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Pro tip. Thank you.
No problem. Try it. I mean, they have, I think, clothes. We're at the place where we can do a lot of different stuff with the tech and the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have, like, these bio tech for the clothes, and it's pretty cool to look into.
For sure.
Yep.
So,
but
I think the general consensus is that we're enjoying hiking. Gonna continue doing this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely. And I believe now is the time that we're gonna just wrap this up. We agree that we're all gonna do hiking. We all had fun.
Fact.
Yeah. And now we're gonna be moving on to our next topic, which involves a very popular topic among many people, and that is photography.
Nice.
So what do you guys know about photography? You guys ever done some photography?
I know we all have, like, Facebook, Instagram, social media.
Yeah,
so true. I think we're all our little photographers. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a hobby that we do without knowing, you know, what it all entails. Because you can
So for me personally, I never really understood photography, because, like, I don't know what you're supposed to be doing with photography.
Okay.
You know? It's kind of like, so you just take pictures of stuff? Okay.
Well, like, for example,
lining.
Yeah, so, I mean, you could do pictures of nature. So since we just did hiking, some people like to go out and take pictures of, like, the wildlife. I have a friend that likes to take pictures of, like, birds, you know, animals. If you're really good and patient and you have a really good, like, camera, you can, you know, get in that zoom in. Or I don't know if you've seen the wallpapers on your computer where it has like the leaf and the water droplet, like, about to fall. Like, someone went out there and took a picture of that, so that's kind of cool, I think. You know,
okay, good point.
Yeah, so someone is, you know, doing these things. And, I mean, I'm sure it's money, and you can, like, sell it. Also, same thing for social media. You could also sell your photos. if you're like going out or if you live in like a touristy area. I know some coworkers of mine, they take pictures of like downtown, the bay. We have like where cruises are, a lot of the boats come in. So they take pictures of that. It looks super cool. And I mean, they sell it online. I think there's a, it's kind of like a Google for pictures. And people can go in there and purchase that photo. So then they
Interesting.
could put it up on like for advertisements or like for travel things. I don't know. I don't want to advertise all that stuff, but it is doable. So if you are really good at taking photos, you can make money. And I think the best part
Interesting.
about
What kind
this.
of gear you wanna tell us about?
What's that?
Cause I mean photography, right?
Yeah.
So you should have like a good gear, like a good camera or.
I think you could do it with anything, to be honest, unless because like most people have phones and most phones have cameras, unless you're rocking that really old, flip phone that has a really old camera. But even then, what I've noticed has become like more popular now is the Polaroids. So you can purchase Polaroids and like purchase like the film for it fairly cheap on any store, Amazon, Google, or Walmart or whatever, and still come out with like really vintage looking photos, and those are still kind of in. I don't know. It's a nice little twist at a modern picture. I don't know. Just for me.
So
I
what
mean,
kind of budget?
as far as like I think technological wise goes for like a good picture image and stuff like that, I think you don't even need to spend that much money. I think like you can get like a pretty good camera, if you're just going into photography. I was looking up some cameras for a different type of project, but it kind of involves taking pictures, and you can get a camera for about 40, $50, which
Yes,
is actually pretty cheap.
exactly. If you don't already have a decent one on your phone, because
Yeah, and they keep going crazy with the phone stuff, right? So, all the cameras get updated every time. The only problem I have with the phone camera is that since you carry your phone with you like at all times, there's a tendency for the camera to get dirty. And then like it gets dirty to a point where like even if you clean it, I don't know if it's just for me or something like that, but the camera lens also gets scratched, like that little like pore that they have on them. So so you can see like your visual quality deteriorate. I think that's why for like professional cameras, they actually have like a thing that closes the lens all the time when you're not using it. Yeah, and also you can't really carry that thing in your pocket, so it's not gonna do a wear and tear.
They could invest to a good camera, maybe $500 less.
Yeah, I mean that sounds a little expensive to be honest, but that's what I'm saying though.
But
Like if you do plan on making some sort of money, you're gonna have to invest money for, quality. You can't expect to make money without spending any money. But
exactly.
I think as a hobby, if you already have your phone or if you have already a camera, I think whatever you have just to make it work is good enough.
That would be nice too. I think a lot of people use the phone camera to take picture
'Cause I mean,
nowadays.
sorry, go ahead.
I think it's also important to figure out what kind of imagery you guys
Yes,
want to do
absolutely.
when you because yeah because there's like you can do scenery, you can do like single object, you can do inside, you could do outside. The main problem that I have experience with photography, and it's always the same for everybody, it's the light. How the light falls on like the image or an object you're trying to take a picture of. It's so crucially important because it's literally night and day between certain pictures that you can take at different angles with different lightings, with different times of day.
Yeah,
And
that's what I was also gonna bring up is even if you don't have like the best camera, it just depends on how what kind of photo you want to take. 'Cause you have these abstract images that you can, turn into art. It just depends on your perspective on items. I don't know if that even came out right, but I mean, some people take a photo of like a tree
No, yeah, absolutely,
and, they'll stand
absolutely.
in front of the tree and take a photo of the whole tree, whereas other people will climb to the very top and take a photo going from the top to bottom, and it'll just look completely different. So it's just, I think, perspective and how you can use your imagination to take a photo.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Get creative with that stuff because it is an art form and a form of expression. But I mean, let's be honest. Some of those pictures have been overdone
Oh, for
to
sure.
like I don't know how many times. So like
Can
if
we name a
you're
few?
well, like you said, the tree thing.
Yeah, there's also the ones where you have your couple going into the, they go
Holding
into
hands.
vacation, they hold a hand in front of wherever they're going.
Oh
You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about? Or
But I
the
kind of like those because they usually take like a funny turn where like the guy kicks the girlfriend or something like that, and like the next image is of
I
them.
mean, I
No,
hope
it's not.
is of her like laying
But
out. I thought that was really
most of
funny.
the time it's just like very cringy. Or like the other one where you have the person laying down in the beach towel and you see their legs onto like the backdrop of the beach or whatever of the ocean.
You
Oh
know,
yeah.
I gotta admit, right? The picture is what my wife want me to take.
Oh my God. But I
With
mean
the hand
it's
holding?
any kind of picture that like so common, like hands holding legs on the beach and what the fuck is it gonna be? I
No.
was like, but the thing about it is like I'm so bad at taking picture. Every time I took the picture, she was like, I'm not gonna ask you to take picture for me again. It
Oh
sucks.
no. Yeah,
Oh no.
it's 'cause I think you have to try to like make the picture look better 'cause
Yeah.
I've seen people take pictures. I'm like, you're gonna want to retake that 'cause that's garbage.
This looked fine to me.
It's
What's wrong with
So
that?
I'll be honest, I only have one picture for the beach, and I apparently took it incorrectly because you were talking about the leg thing and the beach, and I can immediately picture it. So I was laying on like a hammock,
Oh my
and then my legs were
God.
sticking out, and I was facing towards the ocean, right? So I took a picture of it, and then the first comment was literally one of my friends going, "That's not how you take an ocean picture. Why'd you put your crotch in it? Like you could literally see my shorts and like my crotch area and my legs like sticking out." And I'm like, "He does have a point, but I
Pervert.
don't care that much to retake it."
Oh my
So I just
goodness.
left it, and it's on my Instagram.
It's so funny. Gonna
Yeah. So, Key, if you were to do photography, right? What kind of photography would you want to do? Would you want to do scenery? Would you want to travel? Would you want to take a picture like that dude, the famous XP picture that they have of those fields in Italy?
I think
Or
I don't think I could take any of the picture, 'cause I'm suck at it,
but okay, let's talk
really
about that.
bad.
Why do you suck?
I mean, I look at the picture, right? And every single picture that I take, I thought it looked pretty nice, to be honest. And it's not. It's absolutely suck, 'cause my wife didn't like it. I look at anybody, it was like, eh. And
So what sucks about it? Is it the level of detail? Is it like your frame of how you're putting stuff in? Like are you adding more unnecessary things into the picture as there should be or something?
well, for a part, the suckiest part of that is it's the frame, the lighting of the picture, and the people in it. So for example, if my wife wanna take picture between the tree, she stands somewhere and I just take the picture, right? So okay, it's cool. But then when I come back, she was like, "Oh, you're supposed to tell me to stand up a little bit more, to spray the hands
I
out,"
see.
and I was like, "I don't know how to do that. Why don't
Okay.
you just do it?"
She wants you to. Okay, I see. So she wants. She gets. Okay, I see what you mean. See, like, the common problem with me taking pictures, especially of, like, when it's a pictures of my family gathering or something like that. So they'll pose for the picture how they want to pose, right? But the problem is, for me at least, it's always to get that proper frame around it as to not include what I don't want to be in the picture and what I do want to be in the picture. So, like, obviously, if you're taking a picture of, like, let's say 5 to 10 people, you don't want to include their, like, shoes in there, right? Because there's only so much space that you got to
Damn,
work
how's he
with.
gonna do that?
Exactly. So that's what you don't want to do. And that's always a problem for me because, like, I'll go too much up and then they'll be like, well, why don't you take more leg room rather than showing everyone what the ceiling looks like, you know? So there is a lot of, for such a simple thing, you would think, right? For us taking a photography. Oh, and also, I have someone that is really good at Instagramming. And apparently, for Instagrams, you're not supposed to take straight pictures because that looks like people associate that with like passports or driver's license or something, or like a government document. So it's supposed to be at some very weird angle, or not weird angle, but just like an angle of like, let's say 30 to 45 degrees, where you look like, you're like having fun, you're all that. You know, and life's good.
Usually you, you can.
T- sorry, man.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna fail at this.
No, it's it's just something different. And then usually going back to the Instagram thing is a lot of people already know which side looks best when they're taking a photo from a certain angle, just because you can kind of, you know, if the light is hitting you a certain way, you don't want it to create a shadow on your face while you're taking a photo. So I think it's just knowing where the light is.
I completely agree. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but, like, when you're with your significant other, right? And let's say, like, I'm sure everyone has had a moment where they were, like, with their boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, and they were, like, sitting in a car or something, or, like, in a dark room, and then where there was only, like, really small, tiny light source. If you look at the person's face at just that, from just that image, it's completely different person. Like, the outline, the eyes are the same, the nose is the same, but everything else is different. So yeah, it's really amazing how such small, you would think small details actually affect the image in the picture in such a large scale.
Well, I don't know. I feel like, it's going to be a hard topic. I mean, this is going to be, because for me, photography, right, is like an art. Mm-hmm. and you have to do a lot of practice with this to make it work for any, like, hobbies involve like physical strength or whatever. Mm-hmm. Since we already trained with it since we was young, so it's easy for us to actually do it.
Oh, but for I art, see what you're saying. Okay.
For art like these, we have to do a lot of practice. I mean, I'm gonna do it next week to take some picture and show you two guys to see like if it's good or not. But I think I'm gonna fail really hard.
Sounds fun. Can't wait to see it.
Yep. Maybe we should have some rule first, like what we're supposed to take and how we're supposed to take it.
So what would the rule be, guys? I guess it would be, do you guys want to do something simple, like a fruit in a bowl?
No. What if you don't have fruit? Like,
how do you not have fruit?
I have dead banana, like black banana.
That's a fruit?
Sure.
Yeah,
that's, but I want to take something about nature though. I want to take some picture with nature.
So since we did hiking, mm-hmm, and since we did photography, how about we take a picture of a hike, like, or during a hike?
I can do that for sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Might as well do that. But like, how do you know it's good? So I send it to you guys and. And how's the listener gonna know it's good?
We'll let him know. We could do like maybe try taking a photo of one item or the same photo but different perspectives, and let's try to get like creative with how we do things.
I think his question was more of a technical side of how people that are listening to this podcast will.
Oh, just kidding.
See the picture.
Oh. That we take.
All right. So in the beginning of the next one, we can actually, two of you can criticize my picture, and then for Autumn, me and Miguel are gonna criticize his picture, and me and Autumn are gonna criticize his picture. You know, to
that
show
still
like,
doesn't
what it
answer
is.
The question of. I guess we need to make an Instagram account to post all this stuff in, because. How are we going to prove that, for example, we did the knitting one a while back? How are we going to prove the knitting actually we did something, you know?
Yeah, maybe I'll just create an Instagram account for his listener.
Okay. But,
okay. So for the next podcast, we'll have an Instagram account up and going, mm-hmm, and we'll post the pictures. How about, since this is going to be, well, it's going to be my first time doing it, and I'm sure it's going to be your first time, guys, as well. And if it's not, then I'm making it your first time. Since I have that power. Anyways, how about we do three pictures?
Okay.
And it's best out of three.
Okay. Let's do it. All right. Is this okay if I cheat?
How so?
You can't get the picture out of internet.
No.
How are you going to cheat?
Because I have like good camera.
Oh, no, I think it's fine.
Yeah,
no.
Utilize whatever you got.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'll do it. And we're going to tell the user or the listener about the experience that we're going to have.
Yeah, for sure.
Taking bad picture.
Taking bad pictures. I think maybe just learning from each pictures.
Yeah.
Man, I don't even know what to learn. I mean, it's on color. Yeah.
It's good. No, yeah, I mean, you can see it. You know what the photo is.
It's about what you feel when taking the picture or looking at the picture. And you should know right away whether you like the picture or you don't, right?
Right.
So it's just about that, you know, and it'll tell us a lot about you as a person. Key.
Dang. So yeah, no, I take shitty picture. My personality gonna be shitty.
It has nothing to do with your personality being shitty. It's your other trait that's being shitty.
Thanks.
Yep. Anyways, the time's up, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope we see you next week. And look out for that Instagram page in the next episode. Oh, we'll see you
coming to you soon.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Right, thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Bye.